Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, an internal report was issued within the Soviet space program, finally admitting that the USSR's only chance of beating America to the moon would be a catastrophic failure in an American Apollo mission. The report realistically estimated that the Soviet space effort was 2 to 3 years behind American space technology. It was a huge blow to the Soviet space program and initiated a major rethink in the program's goals, which gradually shifted away from putting cosmonauts on the moon and toward long-duration missions aboard manned space stations. In 1985, the European Space Agency launched its third Ariane rocket, carrying two communication satellites. Born today in 1920, graphic designer Saul Bass, who created and animated some of the most influential movie title sequences in history, including Psycho, Spartacus, West Side Story, Vertigo, and Goodfellas. He designed countless corporate logos too, including designs used by AT&T, Warner Brothers, United Airlines, and the United Way, and even the Girl Scouts. Many of his logos are still in use. In 1940, author Peter Benchley, who wrote the novel Jaws, on which the movie was based, was born. In 1955, actor and director Stephen First was born. Forever known to the general public as Flounder from Animal House, Babylon 5 fans know him as Veer, the world-weary assistant to scheming Centauri ambassador Londo Mollari.
I'd like to live just long enough to be there when they cut off your head and stick it on a pike, as a warning to the next 10 generations that some favors come with too high a price. I want to look up into your lifeless eyes and wave like this. Can you and your associates arrange that for me, Mr. Morton?
In 1985, science fiction writer Theodore Sturgeon died. In addition to a string of influential short stories and novels, including More Than Human, he wrote episodes of the original Star Trek, The Twilight Zone, and Land of the Lost, among others. Sturgeon also coined Sturgeon's Law. 90% of science fiction is crud, just like 90% of everything else. In 1988, Hugo-winning science fiction writer Robert A. Heinlein died, the author of Stranger in a Strange Land, Have Spacesuit Will Travel, Time Enough for Love, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, and Starship Troopers, to name just a few. Even if you haven't read Heinlein personally, then something you have read or watched has still been significantly influenced by his work. And in 1977, Paramount canceled the first Star Trek movie. No, really. Having struggled since the early 70s to find a suitable script and experiencing trouble negotiating with Star Trek's original cast members, the studio canned a long-percolating movie project titled Star Trek: Planet of the Titans. Mere weeks later, Star Wars premiered and changed Paramount's mind about putting Star Trek on the back burner forever. And in 1989, a different generation of Star Trek heroes made the acquaintance of the Borg.
Status.
It seemed to make a visual survey of the engine core, sir. Then it moved in here.
Interesting, isn't it? Not a he, not a she. Not like anything you've ever seen. An enhanced humanoid.
What is it you want? We mean you no harm. Do you understand me?
Understand you? You're nothing to him. He's not interested in your life form. He's just a scout, the first of many. He's here to analyze your technology. He may attempt to gain control of the ship. I wouldn't let him.
Stop! I cannot allow you to interfere with the operation of this ship.
A fateful meeting arranged by Q in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Q Who. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.